Distinctive Homes, perfect for your lifestyle. Our house, your home.
Let's talk about
Tex.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Tex Walker.
Oh,
is that his new intro?
Great to have him. Brand new intro, Tex. Welcome to the Rush Hour 2017.
Is that all your work, Jared?
No, it's not.
Beautiful. Good to be here with you, Louis.
Oh, it's always great to have one of our favourites on. We'll get to the big issue at hand at the moment. But, hey, mate, congratulations on being appointed skipper again at the Adelaide Football Club. Tremendous honour.
Well done, mate.
Yeah, thanks, boys. Obviously, very exciting to lead a great footy club. I wake up every day pinching myself being able to drive into West Lakes and do something that I love. And look, I've built some great relationships, and as a footy club, we're building something special, and I'm lucky enough to be able to lead these blokes in the battle every Saturday or whenever we play. But, look, I'm super excited and can't wait for round one to come.
Never in doubt, mate. A couple of changes to your leadership group. For those who have missed it, Sloaney's vice-captain, Daniel Talia, Scotty Thompson, Eddie Betts, and Lynchy come in, and unfortunately, VB, who's gone and retired, Sammy Jacobs and Richie Douglas make way. Great to see Eddie Betts in there, mate, and Lynchy, who I think most people from the outside wouldn't realise what sort of good work he does around the footy club.
Yeah, look, it's a couple of changes. Some new, I don't know whether you'd say good-looking blokes, literally, with Lynchy coming in, they're going to bring in some different views and opinions. They're both great for our footy club, amazing care, and build amazing relationships with all players and staff of the footy club. They both represent our footy club outstandingly well in the community. And the number one thing that I like about both of them, they perform game day. So it's exciting for those two guys to come in. And for Sauce and Dougie, I've told them both that with their experience and knowledge, they're not going to be let off. I'm still going to be harassing them and leaning on them for knowledge and some ideas going forward. They will not change at all.
Tex, obviously you're still evolving as a young captain of a football club. How does a leadership group get picked? Can you just explain it to our family?
Yeah, look, our leadership group's all based around peer voting. So we all sat down as by yourselves, and then you let the group know who you voted for. So
right.
It's great for the guys and recognition for the guys in the leadership group for your peers to vote you into that sort of leadership role.
Hey, Tex, what goes through your head when you watch a performance like Tom Brady put out in the second half in the NFL Super Bowl? Do you watch it? And what goes through your head when you watch great leaders at work?
Well, Louis, to be honest, I went to Roy Laird's house. I was sitting there with Charlie Cameron, Roy Laird, who were both they were going for the Texans. Is that Texans?
Atlanta. Yep.
They were both going for Atlanta. Myself and Brody Smith were barracking for New England. And I left at three-quarter time. I had to go and have lunch with my old man and sister. So I missed the show that he put on. But look, I think we're lucky to be able to watch some great players in our era. Like, he's been outstanding, and to be able to watch him, and probably the other one that's greatest of all time is LeBron James. So we've been lucky enough to watch those two sports people do their thing.
Tex, are you working with anyone? Because I assume even though you're a natural leader, it's a big role, and obviously you want to get better at it. Do you work with anyone, or do you use anyone as your muse to go to that's outside the footy club?
Oh, not so much outside the footy club. I think it's important to be able to listen and be an active listener along the way. That's how you learn, grow and develop. And I've been lucky enough over my time to be able to play under, you go back to Simon Goodwin, VB. I wasn't playing under Roo, but I've learned a lot off him. And you're looking around our footy club, we've still got Scott Thompson around, and VB's still on. And then you're looking at coaching ranks, you've got Ryan O'Keefe's come from a successful background, David Teague. I could keep going. So I think it's important that you don't pigeonhole yourself to learn off one person. I think it's important that you're open and active to listening to a lot of different people.
Tex, what do you always call heads or tails before a game?
I call the opposite of what's facing.
Oh,
that's my way I go. And then I go over to Sauce and I ask him which way he wants to kick, because he gets to test the wind out.
He's the weatherman.
Yeah. Hey, Tex, gotta love your professionalism, putting personal issues aside and talking to Jars on the show today. I really appreciate it. Hey, the vibe, Tex, must be with the girls, must be unbelievable. Two big wins, premiership favourites now, all right in the hunt, the girls. You boys must be itching to strut your stuff as well.
Yeah, they've set the bar very high. It's been great to watch, and I was actually just walking out of the club not long ago, and I was the first time I got to meet Perko, so I went in and went to shake her hand, but she was too busy doing media, so
oh dear.
She didn't really want to speak to me. She was too busy about talking about her celebrations. But no, I think it's great. I think it's awesome for our footy club and the viewers and supporters around to be able to watch the girls do their thing.
You been up to any practical jokes lately, Tex, and any pranks?
Yeah, any getting the girls at all, mate? Come on.
With the girls?
Yeah, well, no, either anything.
A bit of both. You know,
before Christmas, after Christmas, at weddings? You been up to any pranks?
No. Oh, I haven't been.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Oh, hello.
Have you got any word or?
Oh, no. I just thought I'd ask you, buddy.
Hey, Brad Crouch, Tex. Crouch,
yes.
How is he?
Yes.
Broken down again.
Yeah,
not great, but he's okay.
Yeah. Look, his hamstring's still causing him a little bit of trouble, and we're yet to see how good Crouchy can be. And it's frustrating for him, but he's got to listen to his body, and that's what he's doing at the moment. So, look, I don't think he'll play much through the JLT, but for the Crow supporters and fans out there, I reckon we won't be seeing him too far away. He won't be far away.
Beautiful, mate. Well, once again, congrats on the honour again. Fantastic. You're doing a great job. Keep it up.
Thanks, Louie, and I'll be around your house for dinner soon. Looking forward to it.
Mate, you just flick me the date.
I'll be in touch, mate. I'll be in touch, buddy.
Shut up, you. Don't mess up what was a great interview. Thank you, Tex. Have a great night.
Thanks, Louie.